One other vegetable I was wondering about. It's a yellow vegetable. Hubbard is one kind.
Oh, squash. Yeah, they raise quite a bit of squash around here.
Okay. Mostly Hubbard?
Oh, there's Hubbard, and there's all kinds of squash, but zucchini is the one that baffles me. They make everything out of zucchini squash.
It's my least favorite, too.
Mine, too.
I like the Hubbard, but I just can't stand it.
I like the little acorn
squash. Yeah, I do, too. Now, all those things together are called what?
Vegetables.
Okay. Now, you mentioned a couple of... I was wondering if they grow any kind of fruit here.
Fruit?
Yeah.
They don't grow an awful lot. There's a few cherries and apples. Fruit trees, they have a little bit of a difficult time around here because it usually will get real nice weather in February and the trees will all blossom out, and then we'll have a cold spell and especially get peach trees. And then, of course, we have hail.
The hard thing inside a cherry is called a...
cherry pit or seed.
Okay. And how about inside a peach?
That's seed.
Okay. Do they make a distinction around here depending on how the peach comes off the seed?
A freestone or...
Or a
cling, they call them, I think.
Okay. You mentioned apples. Do you remember in the old days if they grinded the apples up and made anything?
They used to make cider.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else would they make out of ground up apples? Would they make like a...
You don't mean like pie or...
Would they make applesauce? Do you remember your mother?
Oh, yeah, they made some applesauce.
Your mom made that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. And would they cook in the old days, would they cook the fruit up and take the juice and make anything?
Well, they used to make wine.
Okay.
And jelly.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. One other plant I was wondering about, I don't know if it grows around here or not. It's sometimes they're called toadstools.
Oh, mushrooms?
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have too many, I don't think.
Yeah. Do they call them, which do they call them here? They call them toadstools?
Toadstools.
Is that what they call them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned that y'all, tell me a little bit about the farm. You mentioned y'all had some cattle, y'all had some cows. What else did you have?
Well, they have cows and hogs and chickens and a few people, of course, have geese and ducks.
Okay. Now, did you raise them to sell or for milking or for meat? Or?
Well, most of them depending on what kind of cows you had. Now, when I was growing up, everybody had milk cows because they milked their cows and separated the milk and the cream and sold cream and eggs and exchange them for groceries. Well, anymore around here, there's very few people milk cows. They just have them for beef and... For their own use and also to sell. Mm. But when I was growing up, almost everybody had their own milk cows. Mm.
Let me ask you about that. Tell me about, in the old days, tell me about the milking process. After you got the milk from the cow into the pail, what did you have to do with it to get it ready?
Well, in the old days when you milked, you didn't have a milking machine. You milked by hand, the pull and squeeze method, you know. And then you took it into the house and you had a cream separator, which separated the milk from the cream, and you save the cream and the skim milk or separated milk fed back to hogs and stuff like that. And the milk you used in the house, you usually used before you separated, used whole milk.
I see. Before you put the milk through a separator, did you have to pour it through anything?
Pour it through a strainer.
Okay, what does that do?
Well, it strains out anything that any foreign particle that might be in the milk.
Was that usually a piece of cheesecloth, or?
It was a strainer was usually made out of metal, and at the bottom it had a place you could put in a piece of cheesecloth or some type of filter.
Okay.
That would clean out anything that shouldn't be in the milk.
Did you make anything would you ever make anything out of milk that had gone sour?
Oh yeah, we made butter.
Okay.